Hey, this is Pete Tsironis, and I am with Samara Shulman, who is the president of On Point Consulting. And we are going to have a great chat today regarding the world of technology and transportation and how both are tied together, because I always think of a car as nothing more than a computer on wheels now. Samara, it's great to see you and hear you.
Yeah, good morning.
I appreciate you. Good morning. And this article you and I were looking at the other day, car dealers reel from cyber attack on a 1.2 trillion, folks, jaded June 21, just reinforced for me, Samara, this world I live in, critical infrastructure, the stuff we use every day. We get in cars and we just assume we go from here to there, but there's a lot more going on and there's a lot of risk. What did you love about this article? How does it align with what you do? And how did it make you feel about technology and its continuing role in our lives, in society?
I'm not sure if I would say that I loved anything about this article. I think it's unfortunate that it had to be written or published, but it's interesting to me. So the premise of the article is talking about a hack that happened to software. Apparently there's a handful of companies that supply software that all car dealerships need to use. And one of those software companies was hacked. And the software is used at around 15,000 different car dealerships. And apparently every time you do anything with a car from these dealerships, it's got to go through the system. So it's sales, it's operations of your cars, it's replacement parts, it's looking up prices, whatever it is. What it really got me thinking about was, like you said, technology, we're driving computers on wheels. Everything is linked to technology. I mean, we read in the health technology industry and how your records are at X amount of different doctors that you see, and just where everything that we touch is touched by technology. The fact that these attacks are, unfortunately, they're going to keep happening. So what do we do about it as just American citizens, let alone you and I being in this industry? What do we do about it as the everyday person? And to me, it goes back to that education piece and that constant learning piece and that being aware piece. It's knowing what a ransomware attack means. It's knowing what a phishing attack means. It's knowing what all these different attacks mean. I think a lot of us kind of get swept up another cyber attack, up another cyber attack. But there's X amount of different types of cyber attacks. It's our duty to be aware of what we can be open to and vulnerable to. And I don't think that's going away, at least not for a long time. But to me, that's how we be more proactive versus reactive.
I think there's a quote in the article that says, if I may, that the attacks have had a crippling effect on an industry. It goes on to say that a suite of software tools referred to a dealership management system underpins virtually every element of an auto retailer's day-to-day business. Just think about that. And that to me is very consistent with federal networks and all the equipment and the opportunities for things to happen, because we are connected. And so anyway, that resonated with me. I love the fact that you did mention that attacks are happening like it's, oh yeah, there's another one, there's a cost. And I know that we've talked about, there's no elimination of it. It's out there. This is one I hope that our folks read, because this speaks to, in the federal government, Department of Transportation is the sector-specific agency for mitigating risk in that industry. Samara, maybe with your closing thought, is this is what you align your capabilities and services at OnPoint to, which is the real mission, of a sector and an industry, and how you can apply technology solutions to help that agency mitigate that risk we just talked about. So any parting shot, Samara?
Completely agree with you. And that is what we do at OnPoint. And one of the things that we emphasize and that this article called out as well is that we pride ourselves on not getting caught in the confusion. Things that happen, attacks that happen, different challenges that occur create confusion. And one of the things that we really specialize in is keeping your eye on the mission, keeping your eye on the end goal, if you will, different milestones, and not getting just caught up in the confusion, but being able to sort through it to move forward. So completely agree with what you just said.
Read the article. Hopefully it resonates. All right, Samara, I look forward to our next chat, and it's always great to get my neurons firing.
Right back at you. Thanks, Pete.